The Day of the Boomer Dukes by Frederick Pohl. There was a silvery aura around the kid. The cop's guns hit him, but he didn't notice. Section 1. Foraminifera 9. Pap taste utterly. Semped semsemp deshavu qued schmers. Excuse me. I mean to say that it was like an endless diet of days. Boring. Tedious. No, it loses too much in translation. Expleet my reasons, I say. Do my reasons matter? No, not to you, for you are troglodytes, knowing nothing of causes, understanding only acts. Acts and facts. I will give you acts and facts. First you must know how I am called. My name is Foraminifera 9 Hart Bailey's Beam, and I am of adequate age and size. If you doubt this, I am prepared to fight. Once the tedity of life, as you might say, had made itself clear to me, there were, of course, only two alternatives. I do not like to die, so that possibility was out, and the remaining alternative was flight. Naturally, the necessary machinery was available to me. I arrogated a small viewing machine and scanned the centuries of the past in the hope that a sanctuary might reveal itself to my aching eyes. Co-well-tedity that was. Back. Back I went through the ages, back to the century of the dog, back to the age of the crippled man. I found no time better than my own. Back and back I peered back as far as the numbered years. The 28th century was boredom unendurable. The 26th was a morass of dullness. 25th, 24th, wherever I looked, tedity was what I found. I snapped off the machine and considered. Put the problem thus. Was there in all of the pages of history no age in which a Nine Hart Bailey's Beam might find adventure and excitement? There had to be. It was not possible, I told myself, despairing that from the dawn of the dreaming primates until my own time, there was no era at all in which I could be happy. Yes, I suppose happiness is what I was looking for, but where was it? In my viewer, I had 50 centuries or more to look back upon, and that was, I decreed, the trouble. I could spend my life staring into the viewer and yet never discover the time that was right for me. There were simply too many eras to choose from. It was like an enormous library in which there must, there had to be, contained the one fact that I was looking for, that, lacking an index, I might wear my life away and never find. Index. I said the word aloud, for, to be sure, it was the answer. I had the freedom of the learning lodge, and the index in the reading room could easily find for me just what I wanted. Splendid! Splendid! I almost felt cheerful. I quickly returned the viewer I had been using to the keeper and received my deposit back. I hurried to the learning lodge and fed my specifications into the index as follows. That is to say, find me a time in recent past where there is adventure and excitement, where there is a secret, colorful band of desperados with whom I can ally myself. I then added two specifications. Second, that it should be before the time of the high radiation levels. And first, that it should be after the discovery of anesthesia, in case of accident, and retired to a desk in the reading room to await results. It took only a few moments, which I occupied in making a list of the gear I wished to take with me. Then there was a hiss and a crackle, and in the receiver of the desk a book appeared. I unzipped the case, took it out, and opened it to the pages marked on the attached reading tape. I had found my wonderland of adventure. Ah, hours and days of exciting preparation. What a round of packing and buying, what a filling out of forms and a stamping of visas. What an orgy of injections and inoculations and preventive therapy. Merely getting ready for the trip made my pulse race faster and my adrenaline balance rise to the very point of paranoia. It was like being given a true blue new chance to live. At last I was ready.